Well, good morning, everybody. Ooh, it's loud. Guess we should start with a prayer. Father, we thank you for this morning. Thank you for this fellowship. Lord, we do ask that you would be here with us today, that you would be part of things, guiding things. We just, again, thank you for all your provision and care and what Jesus did for us on the cross. We pray in his name. Amen. I'm going to read some scriptures. I'll start with John 3:16. Anybody quote that for me? So loved the world that he gave his son. Romans chapter 5, verse 17 and 18. Say this. For if by one man's offense death reigned through the one, much more those who receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will one will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. Therefore, as though one man's offense, judgment came to all, resulting in condemnation, even so, through one man's righteous act, the free gift came to all men, resulting in justification of life. Romans 6:23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. The gift of God. Ephesians 2, verses 4 through 8. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespass, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Jesus Christ, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. So these verses all speak to salvation being a free gift of God. And a while back, I joined a Men of God Facebook chat group, and it's pretty sad, the state of Christianity out there. I don't pay attention to it much anymore, but in that group, if anybody speaks of sin or holiness or obedience, there's a whole flurry of responses about how you're judgmental and you're a legalist and you have no right to speak to those things. I was recently on a job and I was talking to a fellow who's a believer, and his take was that you can't work for salvation, it's a free gift, and people who are trying to be obedient to Christ are actually haughty and just trying to get above others in heaven. He said there's a rewards program, and he said it was actually more righteous and humble to just live your worldly life and take a lowly position in heaven. That was his take. I don't know how. And, you know, the verse I just read do speak salvation is a free gift and you can't work for it. But it's not the whole story. As for a title of this message, I had the gift that costs all. I'm going to read Romans 11:6. I think I got well, I'll read it anyway. It says, and if by grace, then it is no longer works. Otherwise, grace is no longer grace. But if it is works, If it isn't works, it is no longer grace. Otherwise, work is no longer work. Still, again, speaking to a free gift. And there's quite a few verses that speak to that. You can't earn salvation. That's obvious, and that's true. Luke 14, 26 through 33. I'm going to read. Because if anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, his wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, even his own life, cannot be my disciple. And whoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. For which of you, intending to build a tower, does not sit down first and count the cost, whether he has enough to finish it? Lest after he has laid the foundation and is not able to finish, all who see it begin to mock him, saying, this man began to build and was not able to finish. Or what king, going to make war against another king, does not sit down and first consider whether he is able with 10,000 to meet him who comes against him with 20? Or else, while the other is still a great way off, he sends a delegation and asks for conditions of peace. So likewise, whoever of you does not forsake all that he has cannot be my disciple. That seems to be a conflicting message there. We're told it's a free gift. We're also told that who is not willing to forsake all cannot be his disciple. This kind of message was how do we answer people that talk to us like that? It's so prevalent out there. This is my take on that. I'm not a theologian. I'm willing to hear correction if I get some of this wrong, but I believe what I'm speaking is true. This verse tells us that who will not give Jesus first place in their lives cannot be his. There is a cost. How is a gift free if we have to forsake all to get it? I'm going to read Romans 3, verse 23. For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. We're all sinners. Everybody is guilty. You cannot work for your salvation because I don't care if you don't ever sin again in your life. You're guilty already. The gift is the opportunity to be reconciled to God through the death and resurrection of Jesus. But it is for those who recognize the value of it. It's for those who are willing to follow him. And it is a gift of priceless value. Matthew 13, verse 44, it's the parables of Jesus. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and hid, and for joy over it goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. And again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant seeking beautiful pearls, who, when he found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it. It is a precious thing, and it's worth all. Luke 14, we read that whosoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be his disciple. The cross is an instrument of death. If we are not willing to pick up our cross, to go to our deaths, so to speak, we are not worthy of him. Galatians 2, verse 20. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me, and the life which I live now in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. John 12:24. Most assuredly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it produces much grain. He who loves his life will lose it. He who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. If anyone serves me, let him follow me. And where I am there, my servant will be also. Speaks of death. A grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies. Mark. Chapter 8, verse 35. For whosoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel's will save it. And one more, Timothy, 1 Timothy. Chapter 1, I wrote that down wrong. Let's see. Well, I'm not sure what I was trying to reference there, but anyway, it's clear that Jesus asks us for our very lives. He offers a new life in return, though. A new life reconciled with him, with his will being worked out through us, is what he desires. You know, the point of this is, yes, it is a free gift, but Christ asks for and expects all of his followers. And I mean, there's lots of, spent a lot of time reading scripture about that. We are all guilty. We've all sinned. We all are deserving of death. Jesus offers us a way through him to be reconciled to God. And he did give his life as a gift, but there is a cost to accepting it. Romans 12:1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. To give yourself as a sacrifice is not exceptional. Reasonable service. The gift is for those who value it appropriately. We find this, come across this a lot out there. So, you know, every one of the disciples gave their life for Jesus, literally. Every single one of them. There's a group out there, international group, that is dedicated to helping persecuted Christians. I got an email this morning from recently in Pakistan, in one province, there was 20 churches burned and 80 Christian homes burned down. And through that one young man, his name is... Hassan Bibi, I'm not sure, was arrested for blasphemy. He's sentenced to hang. They say he blasphemed against Allah. People that know the case say that he was really just an effective evangelism. I don't know how old he is. I saw a picture of when he was arrested. Looks late teens, young 20s. Was the gift free for him? I'm not really sure in Pakistan, but in a lot of those places, if they'll convert to Muslim, they can be released. I don't know if he's given that opportunity or not, honestly, but he's seemingly going to his death for Christ. Just thinking about this in one thought, I look at that window, and it's pretty, and it's well put together, and it's serving its function. I think a Christian could be like that. They look good, doing all right. But when we go out there, we really ought to look like that. So that's all I have for today.